This morning I'll be speaking on one.
Fukrubia on Wobonizun Strongkong. Here as Jesus, Obonizun Strongkong.
So we're going to talk about the widow's offering. Verse 5. Version. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It's a scripture where Apostle Paul was raising funds for some brethren in need. So fundraising didn't start with us. It started even in the days of Paul. Even in the days of Moses, there was fundraising. Kind of attitude he wanted them to have concerning this fundraising for the church.
Paul, no, well, Corinth, I sorry, no. Now, or Subia, all the word in his for Sata, the Kamakobwa.
He wrote this letter, 5 to 8 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. Says, so I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead so that it may arrange in advance, not as an exaction, you know, giving or to be willing. Don't be doing giving because you have been forced to do. That's what Paul is saying.
Paul, okay, or that.
And then verse 6, he says, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So the offer to support brethren in another church, Paul calls that act of offering sowing. Somebody says sowing. I can't hear you. When you give, any form of giving is a point where you're sowing a seed. You are sowing a seed when you give to offering is sowing. When you give to your pastor, you are sowing a seed. When you give to support the needy, you are sowing a seed.
As a my sir, no, as a my was of way,
your harvest.
Because
you are sowing a seed.
Amen. Amen.
So Paul says in verse 6 that whoever sows sparingly will also
reap.
If you sow bountifully, means you are sowing generously, plenty of seed. Not reluctant. So Paul says, each portion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all at all times, you may abound in every. Apparently, let me find something about it.
Chin chin. Idiana. Befu.
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 Can you be him?
Befu.
And I pay me in there offering a bear befu.
Amen.
Amen. Call it sowing. So, like I said, again, you support your pastor. Paul calls it sowing.
The mama cano, the penna way to him, says, I'm a worse off. We are. No, Chede Iridia.
A seed sowing, every form of giving.
And like I said,
you can sow sparingly or you can translate sparingly as a stingy sower. Stingy sower. And one translation translates now, this morning, I want to make a case for seed sowing in terms of people and their capacity and their seed sowing. Now, what is apparently to somebody could be bountiful to another person.
Two cities,
someone could come to church and sow. But two cities to the person who sows it is a bountiful offering.
Into be your oba, sir. No, odisi de bien. Odo be ya ayeyeze no. Odo osuman.
And what is bountiful to another before the Lord is sparingly to the Lord?
Na nya ohunde mo oridu en ye befu no. Wo we raze nyim no.
But the Lord, knowing the worth of the one who gave 500 cedis, considers that 500 cedis as a sparing
stoning.
Let's confirm it in Luke chapter 21:1-3. We are going to look at the New Living Translation. Today I'm going to try to be as brief as I can. Maybe 30 minutes and then I'll be through.
Okay.
1:1-3, the NLT. I mean, it's a very interesting passage. There are gifts in the collection box. And then I'm going to mentalist, you know, about 20 cities. When you know, be answer for the 20 cities, Imra. And a cross story, no, the offering, but most of this is mentalist when you are offering as my. The interest you watched.
Oh, Shay.
Into one of these days, I'll stand here. Then let me see. Because sometimes you go to the offering, and then the things you see as. If you don't have it, the Lord knows you don't have it, so you don't need to pretend.
Say
in your mind. I remember So Jesus watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. And look at verse 2. Then ups.
Now
and Jesus said in verse 3, I tell you the truth, Jesus said. This poor has given more than all. For they have given a tiny, has given everything she has. Coins was the best offering that day. Because the woman who gave that offering, number one, was a widow. Also, her husband, I don't know how many years.
No, chede nukune fi minyeme fi duduwa abinwe.
Number three, the two copper coins was all that she had. So Jesus was most pleased with the two copper coins
as
a widow. And that was all.
Wo okuna funo damunko brimba ebie na
sent
gum no o send the Jesus
offering was a bountiful offering.
Nti ohani chichem no obai na yeyeza ozu anyi na zazin yin anyi.
This was a total sacrifice.
Iye afor
that I have.
There ame meze mamuwe yina mezebama.
So Jesus said this woman's offering, what the woman gave, was the sparingly seed relative to their worth and their
papa esha oye befu sin esika funu mama wazi bebre be no esha ohanu munchichemu.
Luke 21 verse 4, the amplified, in the amplified it says, for they all gave out of their abundance, but she has contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had.
Ozimo wa yina nka obo bon ma watna sin na ozibogu.
A bountiful offering.
Now, aforbo ana yeza oye befu no oye aforbo ye.
Only 500 cedis left.
Now, ibia eruba sora nepe wuska waka no oye.
When I'm at your active box offering, you take a decision and then you are willing to say, I'm giving 300 cedis out of.
Okay, ya waka sida he numi erujine kwane befado. Ediskabeshon kotokwe ba se muna nebia wusida he numi
ezi. Special giving. Because what is left after you tells on what
you.
And the thing is that a poor widow will not give all, widow put in all her money. Keep one for my feeding. To give a sacrificial offering. Daddy, I'm bringing my first fruits. This is all my salary for the month of January. I'm giving to the Lord. It takes courage. What the woman did was an act of courage. This is my only income. In fact, those two copper coins was the daily minimum wage at that time. Ghana, we have a daily minimum wage. Who can tell me Ghana
no?
Look, are you away? 13. Are you sure? Minimum wage, oh, Wakosro. Yes.
18, 50 pesos.
18 is 50 pesos. And tell me. But.
What?
FIFA. Now, so in the liberals, want you the more. And be by day, 100 cities. 150. They can, I want to see then. By day, I ain't. Two coins at that time was a daily minimum wage. Some time ago, I was on holidays in Brussels and Bishop Solomon. A lady in every place, iron their clothes. 11, that about 50 euros. So that's how much you pay someone when they come and do a work for you daily. So if this woman has gone to work for somebody, she has received 50 euros or two coins. She came to church and.
No, but sorry, no, it's in the name of B.
It's in me, Razi. Lord.
Another app.
Lord. For me to give all my earnings that day and put it all in the offering. Is an indication of where the woman's heart was. Not eye service given. Verse 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Amen.
I remember so many years ago, Lucas Evans Council, we were having a meeting. It was the few amongst us who was financially strong. And he brought a tithe of 20 cities every man. 20 feet. It was fixed.
And
he was not a salary worker. You know, it was somebody who was doing his own business.
One of the leaders
told the daddy, let's give him some post in church. If we give him a post, maybe he'll be faithful. Appointment in church. You give somebody who is faithful, not somebody who is unfaithful, though that you give him an appointment so that he'll be faithful.
As a man, no business, no call that be.
Many of them.
Because
if your treasure is not in this, he just decided he and the wife and they left church. They've been gone for years now.
Nah.
The statement, the wife got offended. I bless their marriage, dedicated their children, but they said bye-bye to me.
I mean, Osanda Akuman no nyim.
Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Amen.
So your offering, the quality of your offering,
is
the widow's offering was a quality offering. So the quality of our offerings speaks more than the quantity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have 500 cities and you decide I'm going to offer 300 cities to the Lord. The same way, if you have 5,000 cities, then it is a percentage. As a matter of fact, the quality of your offering is a reflection of your motive in giving.
Now, why
is it eye service or heart service? And where our act, he weighs your motive when you are giving. All kinds of motives.
Yeah, but sorry, yen na majin ahuru bebre do na yeze.
For people,
majin bebre do na waziri.
Your motive defines your Shunammite woman who supported Elisha and his team. The Shunammite woman called her and said, "Is there anything we can do for you? I hope the people are not outside. I see some people having another." Me some of you won't go for that, but you will take. Now we will have an awesome. Elisha called and said, is there anything we can do for you? You've been a blessing to us. No, I'm okay.
I
didn't do what I just wanted to serve the Lord. That's what you call
it.
Don't let your giving be eye service, but heart service. In the house of the Lord, don't let it be eye service. Use your energy to keep this place good for
someone.
You may not have money to give, but you have time to give, you have talent to give, like some of your choristers. That heart service God acknowledges. One more time. As this attitude that a widow.
Eshe isa okunafi odenizinu inwude David so oyemfatonu.
Look at 2 Samuel chapter 24 and 25 when David had to rear an altar.
For butia na odise yeredoma na wa ba wa asasinu de.
In Genesis 2 Samuel 24, sorry. 2 Samuel 24, quick. Verse 24 to 25. Willing to give every light to him for free for the sacrifice.
Second
Samuel 24:24-25. But the king replied to Arauna, "No, I insist on buying it. For I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing." We call it attitude.
Now on here no say Arauna day, oh, imbo otara na mboto no wo ho amabo inchi so morumbo osho afar ma erazi mi yankopona onsom mehwe yi wo friend isu.
Someone has an attitude.
Isu.
So David paid him 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen.
Na David to ewu pro yi no na anentwi no ma dwete shekel edinum.
David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings, and the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped.
Na David see afurbar ne razite ma asase no na wusanka oyerodom no fi Israel do.
50 pieces of silver was not a very big deal in terms of David's worth.
Na hwe ma David na owa juta ya oye di enum no na oye bibiara na oya aza na nka obeje
it was more less than change.
No oye bibi kiskiti bi.
But David's attitude is what is worth emulating.
A
sacrifice must touch the heart. That's what David says.
David,
I won't give to the Lord anything that will cost me. See, so your percentages in giving is a reflection of your heart and your dedication to the Lord.
And
when your heart is in the offering, it touches
God.
Let me repeat that statement. Maybe you don't even answer. Some I thought you'd be writing. Some of you don't write anything. If your heart is in the offering, it touches God's heart. And David's offering touched the Lord's heart.
David,
and God and the Lord answered the prayer, and the plague ceased.
David na yezino okay razen akuma na onu otse wanem sufre na yerudom ninu duche.
An offering that is a heart offering. You find that attitude in David all through his life. Anytime there was an opportunity to offer something to the Lord, you find David going beyond his capacity to do it.
David, although
can I have an amen here?
Amen.
You look at 1 Chronicles 29, verse 3, another time when it was given in the house of the Lord. don't when it's given, don't ever say me I'm coins and that's all you have. God appreciates it.
Simple may be po no na newa onu na ya mi nyu oso.
I had a cousin so many years ago. He's gone home so many years to be with the Lord. And anytime there was an issue at home to contribute, you go to him, was it? My cousin. It was very little. I've been married twice. I think he lost the first wife and I married the second wife. All his wives were guns.
No, no, I worry. Be a nook was the canoe. Nana, you knew now where you're in Cramfo. No way, Nana was so. Effan, extra mortar. Nay, you know more bonhu be ye bassa.
Yeah, size.
Ted's moon age in a hane, ye na name with the old no one was so shank as I.
Open, I can see. Say, me, maybe. When my daddy died and we were shuffled, I said, daddy. Bruh. And it's time crying. No, we're crassy. I said, come on. And that's why you can't see being done in the house of the Lord. Don't have that attitude. This poor widow.
So, Ben, the more
she had every excuse not to give.
No, no, was not. I mean it. Poor widows,
poor widows, poor widows were going beyond themselves.
Please,
whenever there's any fundraising here, we don't want your poverty. You must be part of the poor in giving crusade. Yes, if you are poor, you want to come out of your poverty like this widow, she come to church and drop in her all of
Jesus.
Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
You find King David, that heart, David's heart for the Lord was non-debatable. David challenged his dedication to the Lord. Moreover, I have set my, if you look at 1 Chronicles, on the house of my God. I have given to the house of my God over and above. So David says, read that for us, please.
Is it 1 Chronicles? In Chisu, Osan Modoman Kasama Krasano, Mizuno so Mema, Mianko Ponifino. Amen.
David says, I have given over and above the Lord.
Mizama Wanyamifi.
I've seen such things being done here by some of you. Some of you have shown.
There was a boy and coupon.
The Lord will continue to bless you. I'm not saying amen. There are those who are not doing anything. God appreciates your little the crowd from your heart. In Mark chapter 4, showed tremendous love for the Lord. Mark chapter 14. Today I'm setting case studies of people whose heart. The percentage of your heart that you give towards God's work. Mark chapter 14 from verse 3. Mark chapter 14 from verse 3. 3 to 6. Kevin. Mark chapter 14, verse 3. Meanwhile, Jesus in Bethany, in the house, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive. Some of those at the table were indignant. I call the extravagant givers.
Now, as a today, if
you go to Winneba, there's one young man there. God has blessed him. He went to China and then made custom agape sanctuary in Winneba with their emblem on it and then brought it together and said, I'm doing a church. The church they are sitting
in. See, Echo, Ifuta. Asha, or Dumber may or call China, Nananka, sorry.
call it extra bargain giving.
Yeah, from one call for where you more.
Who bought a land, 4 plots of land in Winneba, and that land he gave to Agape San.
So, Okoto Asase, Nano so, or the chair, the master of.
When I leave, he has a testimony. I went there one day when I left Sunday. Monday, he went to visit a friend living. He says, Bishop, Honda Civic, 2018, no, sure. A friend of his, he's not in papers, but he's a Catholic church, I'm a Roman Catholic.
Ah, or your knee uncle papa, tall, a hino, or the chen, one genitry. Which more brother?
What's the Bishop Kai Uzo? The Bishop Tony or Chile or Winnebago? What's that? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Same person made.
I bring to yeah, okay, Kotunga, our son is name, or the one is in Bubongui, or your
demo. Always said, it is waste. Why there's so sicker? Like this woman.
What? Yeah, I saw him. Uncle Fubay, there will be him a while, bro. Don't know what's all you say. The man or Bakutia.
The film is a
cost. Unable to miss out to the maid.
Verse 5 says it could have been sold for a year's wages.
For bro, Danara Ahasa. Now was a man here for.
Those who
or far we used to come up, brood away and some more brood, my uncle Pono, I be our cassity.
Were advising him that Jeff was there by men for whom shame, because men be a whom. Men be a whom.
I bent and the mumu yima.
And they were old members.
And the monk of Funa were young one of what's now, so you
might never had you. Jeff by a careful men for whom shame, men be. Hey, Anna. What this woman did, woman or the man, the Bible says she was an immoral woman. Go back 14.
Wait, who?
Kevin, where are you? 3.
Verse
3. Oh, but anyhow, I don't want to. It says, while he was. I want another translation. Another translation calls an immoral woman. Is it a new, some translation calls an immoral woman? That's one translation. I hope I can find it. Find it for us, whether ESV or NKJV. But this immoral woman.
By your boy, who bray, or the Eduham, and then Gunhama, or but to my Obi, now could cheer a few money.
She had previously been a prostitute.
And sons are no a giant train.
When the Lord cast out 7 demons out of her.
And bra, Irazi, Otutu, Mansam, a son, fee, no.
And she loved the Lord till his death.
Now, Odo Raza, Kosido, we.
She loved the Lord. She was there when Jesus was crucified. She was there when he was buried. She was there when Jesus rose up from the dead.
What about Jesus, me, Mudium, no, ho, Woke, see, no, ho, Impo, or sorry, fear, Ufum, so no.
Because Jesus said she was most grateful. What God has done for her.
Na Jesus kade moye manu ninyo so papa papa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you read the whole of the passage, she was being grateful for the Lord saving her.
Na se kan kan kwe nyima onu ochre nyu so de iraze oje no nkwa.
So the problem we have had and
kitanwuza yezi.
We are not grateful to the Lord. We are not grateful to our parents. We are not grateful even to our spiritual parents.
I'm not grateful.
The average human being is most ungrateful.
Na nyimpaze. You are a good person.
But not this poor widow and not this immoral woman and ne not mom, King David.
You are a bad person.
Your gratefulness shows in your offering.
Na so when you saw no redays or days were ayeza
in your commitment and dedication in the house of the Lord.
Wait to watch na one who forma ayen wa yankuponifi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are grateful to the Lord, it will show in your pocket too.
Say a chain you saw me iraza obedezi wo wukutuku.
It will show in the time you give to the Lord.
It
will show in your talents that you dedicate to the Lord. You are thankful to the Lord for the life He has given you. For the protection and provision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Commitments that we make that the Lord smiles upon. Woman gave 2 coins. And Jesus was most pleased. Because it was what I call extravagant giving. All that she had. God has always honored people who give extravagant. Not the quantity, but the quality. Vis-a-vis your percentage, your worth. When you give to the Lord what is worthy, the Lord blesses you. When King David gave to the Lord what was worthy, the Bible says the plague stopped.
David Plague
stopped. Sometimes your offering speaks for you. Your sacrifice speaks for you. Because your sacrifice is a message to the Lord. Your sacrifice is a message to the Lord. You are giving the Lord a message. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. That's what your message is. Your offering is
saying.
Offering your money, offering your time, offering your talent is a message to the Lord. You are making a statement. So we have in some places people are giving their cars to the Lord. People are willing their property to the Lord. The Methodist Church Mansi, where their bishop stays in Cape Coast, was somebody's property that he gave to the Lord in his
will.
We go to Coronation, there's a hotel up the hill. That house belonged to Lawyer Short's family. The father donated, gave that to the Catholic Church. She says, give us for Catholic
Coronation, sir. In me short, when you fear war, nature, no so Ozema, Roman, sir.
Roman Catholic have made they have made it into a guest house, as it were.
Remember, no, I'm there. One won't do.
The man who gave the mindset to Methodist Church, there was a lady I knew who was very close to him.
Papa now, Ozzy, no Dan, Ozma, matter this, I saw mini market, see, baby, I know Benny.
So when the man was sick and dying,
I said, Papa, no, you know,
he was a powerful man.
No, your papa, no, what come
when he was sick and dying, is that how life is?
Now, Ozzy, Obisan, what the man, Abra, but yeah.
If I knew that this is how life is, I would have done a lot of things for the Lord.
What can I
do? My house at Ola, I've given to the Methodist Church.
When I'm gone, at least I know
that I left a legacy for my church.
People are
factoring their church in their will that
they write. Can I have an amen
here?
Amen.
Call it extravagant giving. God always smiles upon people who do that. Smiles upon your children and your grandchildren. David, he wasn't straight in his moral life. But the Lord was pleased with his dedication. To the point that even his great-grandchildren, when they sinned, the Lord was saying, because of your grandfather David, for the sake of your grandfather David, 300 years after his death, Listen, you and me will die and go one day. But our commitment will speak for us after our death.
Amen.
Everything you are doing in the name of the Lord, you are not doing for yourself alone, but for your great grandchildren. They are part of your sacrifices. Let's be true to God. Let's be honest with God. Don't be like Ananias and Sapphira. If you compare Ananias and Sapphira to the poor widow, they want to pretend.
Now, as Ananias and Sapphira tutu obaku na afunwa.
Barnabas has sold the land and brought all the proceeds to church.
Barnabas,
Ananias and Sapphira said, let's also sell our wife. But we'll send all the money. We'll keep some money and then we'll tell the church that is all the money.
Anytime
you stand here with your tithe,
your
offerings,
as why Elizabeth,
is a message.
Oh yeah, son.
That message of who you are in terms of you and God.
Now, what I wouldn't win your meaning term no or come at the woman.
Amen. Amen. Very critical.
We hear papa.
Very critical.
We hear papa.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's make a positive statement, not only for ourselves, of our children and great grandchildren. Some of you are in church because of a sacrifice maybe your forefathers did. So God has been following you all your life from childhood that I want to reward the man, the woman for what they did. So, I need one person in their family to be standing and to be blessed. I hosted a team from the U.S. so many years ago, Bishop Young, one powerful woman of God. We're having a conference at Savoy. Those days, we used Savoy, your restaurant, for that conference.
And
a lot of pastors in Cape Coast were there. He looked at me and said, Pastor Bedu, you are an answer to a prayer that was prayed by somebody in your family so many years ago.
And
I tell you, my commitment to the Lord has blessed my family greatly. Bless the family greatly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you are doing in the name of the Lord is a statement you are making.
Oh yeah, asama eritrowato.
If you are not pretending, Ananias wanted to make a statement that was not true, was pretending. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I've been married for so many years and I know things about life, a little about life. I dress a style, new style. I was washing suit now, washing tambour.